Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Greetings, story lovers, and welcome back to Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time. Thank you for being here with me. Today's episode borrows from motivational speaker Andy Andrews and is called I Will Persist Without Exception. It's an episode for anyone who's ever felt the weight of slow progress, the sting of early failure, or the quiet doubt that creeps in when things don't come easily. In a world that often celebrates speed and instant success, we sometimes forget that most achievements aren't born in a single moment. They're shaped over time, through effort, patience, and the decision to keep going. Persistence isn't glamorous. It doesn't always come with applause or recognition, but it's the thread that runs through every lasting triumph. It's what carries us forward when talent falters, when plans unravel, when the path grows steep. And, more often than not, it's the simple act of continuing, of showing up again, and sometimes again, and sometimes again, that makes all the difference. We love stories, because they contain hints and lessons we can carry into our own lives. And today's tale is no different. Set in Mexico, it's a perfect illustration of how consistent, persistent effort can take us where we hope to go. It's a story of quiet determination, of trying and failing, and trying again. It's titled, The Weaver of Valle Sol. Let's begin. Long ago, in the valley where the sun lingers low and the wind carries the scent of mesquite, there lived three siblings, Marisol, the eldest, and her two younger brothers, Tomas and Julian. Their mother and father had gone to the next world, leaving behind a humble house, a patch of dry land, and the memory of songs once sung in the kitchen. The brothers worked the fields with quiet hands, coaxing what they could from the stubborn soil. Marisol kept the hearth warm. She cooked, mended, sold what little they grew, and watched the coin jar grow thin. Though no one spoke of it, all three knew. The day would come when the last coin would be spent. Marisol, being the eldest, felt the weight most. She tried her hand at pottery, but the clay split and sang no song in the fire. She tried painting, but the colors ran like frightened deer. Still, she did not complain. One evening, while sweeping the attic, she found her mother's old loom wrapped in cloth and silence. She remembered the sound it once made, the soft clack of wood, the whisper of thread. That night, by candlelight, she began to weave. Her first cloth was crooked, the threads loose as wind. The second was tighter, but dull. The third unraveled before her eyes. Yet each night she returned, her fingers learning the rhythm, her heart learning the patience. The moon waxed and waned. The coin jar held but a single piece. Then, one night, Marisol wove until the stars faded. When the sun rose, a cloth lay before her, deep blue like twilight, with threads of gold that caught the morning light. Too weary to walk to market, she gave the cloth to Tomas. "Sell it if you can," she said, and slept with the loom still warm. At the market, the cloth drew many eyes, but one belonged to the king, who had come in plain clothes to walk among his people. He bought the cloth and asked, "Who wove this?" my sister," said Tomas. "Tell her," said the king, "I would like another." Marisol wove again, this time with crimson and silver, like fire dancing on water. The king returned, bought the cloth, and asked to meet the weaver. When he saw Marisol, he saw not only beauty, but the quiet strength that comes from long labor. "Would you come to the palace?" he asked. Marisol looked to her brothers, to the loom, to the valley. "Only if they come too," she said. And so they did. Marisol became queen, but she never left her loom. Her cloths hung in the palace halls, yes, but also in the village where folk would say, "She wove her way to fortune, thread by thread." And in Valle Sol, when the wind stirs the mesquite and the sun dips low, the old ones still tell her tale. There's much to take from Marisol's journey. First, the path we're meant to walk isn't always clear at the start. Like Marisol, we may try many things, some that crack, some that fade, before we find the work that speaks to us. That's not failure, that's searching. Second, even when we do find our calling, it rarely comes easy. The first attempts may falter, the threads may tangle, but that's part of the making. Skill is born in the doing, not the dreaming. And third, persistence is what carries us through. Not just for our own sake, but for those around us. Marisol's quiet labor didn't just change her life, it lifted her whole family. That's the power of staying the course, even when no one's watching. So if you're in the middle of something hard, something uncertain, something that hasn't yet bloomed, keep going. The work you're doing matters. The effort you're making is shaping more than you know. Thanks for listening to Tales for Life. I hope you'll join me next time as we continue to explore the wisdom wrapped in folklore, one story at a time. Until then, may your thread be strong and your hands steady.